up, everybody. This is Mom Sid.
Okay, keep going if
That's
you want to
do it. That's my breast impression of Gabe.
Your breast impression?
That's my breast impression of Gabe.
Okay, do the thing.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Sid. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Sid is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But who does that? But it's not about that?
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. We don't talk about it a lot, but there is a fourth sibling. I just don't think she wants to be on the show. Have we asked her directly?
I mean,
we assume based on personality that she doesn't want to be on the show, but
did we ever ask her, do you want to be on the podcast? I don't know. Maybe we did and she said no. Maybe we never asked.
Perhaps I think she wouldn't, right, Grant? She wouldn't.
No, she wouldn't. But let's ask her so she'll feel included.
Yeah.
This week we talk about, honestly, there's a really pretty insufferable section about like sort of...
Those viral songs like the Crazy Frog and Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Dye.
That part was insufferable, but I was talking about the part where we were making those innuendos about computers.
Oh, well, there's a lot of unlistenable parts of this episode, as is most episodes.
Don't listen, but we love you guys, and please come back next week. We'll do better, we swear.
Hey, don't listen, but absolutely please listen. Enjoy the episode. We're so glad to see you. Happy Wednesday or whatever day it is you're listening to this.
Hit it, Grant. Do you gentlemen feel like you've had an increase lately in prank calls, prank texts, and prank emails?
What do you mean prank? You mean like...
Like you're entitled to a large... You are a clown for
I'm
real.
I'm so sorry. It literally was an accident. You mean spam or you mean prank? Like someone's calling you and they're like...
It's spam. It's spam, but I'm calling it prank to rebrand it because otherwise I would throw my phone into the ocean for real.
Knowing how
Why
much spam it
am
is.
I getting so much bullshit in my phone?
They've gotten good because they're now the same area code as my old area code.
Well, they're also
because my phone is an
these,
old area code,
I'm
not
getting
where
these
I live
emails being
code.
Like, we've tried to contact you three times and you're entitled to a settlement from a lawsuit you were a part of. And here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when they're like, sign up for this to be a part of this lawsuit, like if you've been whatever, the owner of IKEA, you're entitled to whatever. And then I sign up and it's like, do I really have money coming my way or is that a total and complete scam?
No, you probably have money coming your way, but you've also signed a thing saying that you'll never sue Kia for any reason ever of all time ever, and they give you $30.
I met a guy at a party last night who I guess is a photographer by trade. I don't know. And he told me—
Why would you say it like that? Are you not a supporter of artists?
No, I'm a total supporter of artists, but he told me he's a photographer, and then I referenced him being a photographer as his job, and he was like, I'm not really a photographer. And so I was like, okay. Anyway.
So what is he?
No, that's why I said I guess and rolled my eyes.
Oh, okay.
But I believe he takes photos for like, and someone pays him to. So
he's a photographer.
That's what I was thinking. Anyway, he told me never.
So what does he do?
I'm not. There's going to be no way of knowing because I'm never going to see him again.
Oh, okay.
But he told me never to sign anything ever, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "You shouldn't ever sign anything without a lawyer present." And I was like, I sign hundreds of documents a day. I'm a producer. It's my job to just sign papers.
Just keep it moving.
He's like, I refuse to sign NDAs. I don't sign any contracts with any lawyers, whatever. I'm like, likeness releases he won't sign. He said, I mean, I don't even know what I'm allowed to repeat of what he said because some of it is.
Well, you didn't sign an NDA or you probably
well,
did.
And neither did, he, and neither did he, honestly. Yeah. But also some of it's quite inappropriate what he was saying to me.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, we are going to ask you to sign a DA, a disclosure agreement.
Please disclose.
Where we ask you to mandatorily disclose this podcast
if you
to
don't
other
disclose,
people.
If you don't disclose this podcast, we're suing you.
It's done.
You've signed a DA.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're
you should have had your lawyers look at it. You signed a DA.
You're screwed. Anyway, he told me not to sign anything, and I was like, well, I have to sign things all the time. I'm a producer. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're fucked. Sorry.
Whatever.
He was like, oh, yeah, you're screwed.
Honestly, you probably are.
Totally. I mean, I've signed thousands of NDAs, and then I just keep yapping.
if there's an NDA, the
dear and lovely Renee Rapp has said, sign 100 NDAs, and I still say something.
Uh-huh.
And that's and that,
Here's
that,
the thing.
That hit home for me.
You are toast. They can't stop you with those NDAs, right?
Well, the guy who told me not to sign an NDA said I am totally screwed from here on out, cause I've signed so many ironclad documents.
Yeah.
But so. He also said they're hard to enforce in the court of law. And I looked at him and said, totally, even though I didn't know that was true at all.
I'm gonna sign a piece of paper if you put it in front of me. Not gonna read it, just gonna sign. Sign a piece of paper if you put it in front of me. Not gonna read it, cause I've been doing that for 33 years and it hasn't come back to bite me yet.
And every single time I check that I read the terms and conditions, though no one has ever done that in history ever.
So I'm gonna sign it. I'm signing. Sure, you want my thumbprint, that's cool. I'm just gonna sign whatever you show me. When my wife and I bought a house, they just put papers in front of us and I said, sure. I have no idea what was in those
papers. They told me to sign at the highlighted line and I just did it over and over again with the pen they gave me.
And sometimes I stop for like 10 seconds and scan the page as if I'm really looking, as if I'm really understanding the jargon that I'm looking at. I'm really scanning the page and thinking hard.
And if I'm being honest, I didn't even read my lease agreement.
Not at all, not at all. But I'll scan, I'll really scan so hard, and then I'll sign the page. Don't worry, I'm not gonna slow it down. I'll sign the page.
I'll even sign your name.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care. Just keep the day moving.
I used to sign mom's name on stuff in high school because she gave me permission, because she was like, I don't know, whatever, you sign it.
You know, I famously got in trouble.
I knew you were going to say
it. I famously got in trouble. Grant, do you know this one? I got to... he's bored. Already hates it. Heard it. Whatever. You've all heard the stories.
I don't care.
Okay, so for the listener, viewer, watcher, subscriber, in middle school, I was... Say it with me, everybody. A talker.
He was a talker. You weren't even... I love to drag you through the mud, of course. That's why we have this podcast. But I will say, you weren't even a bad kid. You were just chatty.
I was chatty. One time I did try to wedgie my wrestling coach on a dare. On a dare. And then I got away with it the first time because he was like, don't do that. And all the guys were like, ha, ha, ha. And then they were like, bet you won't do it again. And I was like, watch me.
Yeah,
and then I went out there, tried to do it again.
And did he slam you to the ground?
And he took away, stripped me of my captain's title.
Yeah.
I was a captain of the team, stripped me of my title. And the whole season I was like, yeah, but at awards at the end of the thing, when they hand out like most improved, like best freshman, best, you know, whatever. Yeah. And you get the captain's awards.
Yeah.
They're going to give me the captain's award because anyway. I was a captain for most of the season right up until the end.
Yeah.
And he fucking didn't.
Good. That was a good lesson.
It was
for
a good lesson.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're in trouble, you're actually in trouble.
No, and sometimes when you do a wedgie once, you get away with it, and you shouldn't test that. That was like when you got in that motorcycle accident, and the doctor said to you, "Don't get back on a motorcycle, King."
And I did.
They said you've defied the odds.
I did just a little bit.
Do you think you're going to defy the odds twice?
No, but I did just a little bit, just so it wasn't like a big mental scary block. And I rode around the block a little bit, went to Target, went
home,
and then sold it.
But you didn't get back on the highway, and that I'm glad for.
Yeah, of course. That's crazy in Los Angeles. Motorcycles on the highway, insane. Middle school, what I was trying to say when you were saying mom let you sign things for her. Middle school, I was a yapper. I was in trouble. I got sent to detention. And in order to go to detention, you have to sign a piece of paper. Your parents have to sign a piece of paper saying, we know that our kid is a bad one.
Right.
He was bad boy, went to detention. I know about
We're
this.
We're feeling aware of that.
We're aware of this. Signed, Andrea. Mm-hmm. Mom has some pretty bad cursive. that looks like a forged signature.
It does. Her signature just like naturally looks forged.
And despite this is what's going to be extra shocking about this. Agree. This is what's going to be extra shocking about this. Based on who I am now and who I was, what's wild about this is my middle school choir teacher hated my guts.
Of all the people at that school that should love your guts, it would be
the choir teacher.
No, it's weird. I mean, the high school choir teacher loved you.
Yeah, shout out Jolene.
Jolene.
Anyway. Long story short, I got in trouble. She pulled me in and was like yelling at me because you forged this. And I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, you're lying. No, I didn't. You're lying. You're lying.
And then mom called and was like, that really is my ugly signature.
Mom called and was like, girl, relax.
You freaking.
I literally did that. And then it wasn't one of those where she was like, I'm sorry.
Tightest booty hole lady.
Of course, it was like, as I remember it, of course, this was 20 years ago, so I don't actually remember. But as I remember it, it wasn't like she walked in and she was like, I'm sorry. I thought it was this. I apologize. She walked in and it was like, you can go. One of those.
Well, what's funny is I'm wearing an ear cuff today just for fashion and because I was doing things prior to this and I'm doing things after. I have plans, obviously.
Bro.
And it's being smashed by the headphones in a way that hurts. What I was going to say was we grew up with parents that apologized when they made mistakes. And whenever I encountered adults.
Oh, to that us, seemed, you mean?
Yes.
I
have vivid memories of mom coming into the room and being like, I overreacted to that. I'm sorry. This is like, and us talking about it. You remember this.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good, I took it for granted because I didn't realize that a lot of people have most of the adults in their lives never admit when they're wrong. And that's really poor example setting, but also I can see how I
they don't
there.
Do that. They don't do that. Like the way you treat other adults, like if you're not a person who apologizes other adults, you're not going to do it to kids. You're
not apologizing to a tiny person. Right. Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, whenever I encountered adults like at school or church or whatever that weren't like able to admit when they were wrong, it felt so still to this day when I work with people who are like, won't admit when they made a mistake or whatever, I'm like, this feels so foreign and ridiculous to me. Like, why are you behaving this way?
It feels insane. It feels insane.
When I get scolded, whatever.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start talking about work. All I'll say is this. I'm a grown-up. I'd like to be treated like one. If you feel like maybe you want to scold me, try again and just say what you wanted to say instead. Scolding adults is not appropriate in any case, so just fix your behavior and say you're sorry while you're at it, because you should. And give me more money.
For real. No, I hear you.
And that's not not to anyone specific or even to my job. That's just to working in general.
No, that's to her job. Hey, you remember when tennis player Ben Shelton was winning at Wimbledon and kept winning and winning and was going to be there a whole nother week or whatever, and his sister was there, and he went and he was like, hey,
yes,
anybody that works at JP Morgan, can you give my sister
another week off? She's a good luck
charm. And they did.
It's sick to me that you're not famous enough.
I'm not going to say I'm not famous at all. I'm not going to say the name of your company because that would stress you out, but I would. I would go on there and I'd be like, hey.
You'd be like, hey.
Hey.
Could you just please give her more money?
Give her more money, please.
That would be sick.
That'd be so sick.
If you ever became known for any reason, I can't think of why you would be, but if you were known for any reason, I would hope that you would publicly on international television ask for my raise at work.
Yeah. Grant, what can I publicly, let's say I run into a bunch of attention. Let's say I run into a bunch of attention and cash. What are you wanting me to publicly ask for you for? Is there something I can use that power? Let's say I'm winning Wimbledon, you know what I mean? And I'm out there and the cameras are on me and I'm like, hey, you guys, thanks so much. This is so great. Really had a great match coming down, you know, 40 love in that last one to win it in a triple match point situation. I was really lucky. But really, my brother's here. He's a good luck charm. So actually what I'm looking for is
for Gatorade Zero to sponsor him.
Oh my gosh. That actually reminds me of a new segment that I wanted to do, which is...
Wait, you have a new segment?
Yeah. The new segment is, what do you guys think is inside my water bottle?
Okay. Can you sip it and make a face?
Yeah. I'm going to sip it. First of all, the water bottle on this new water bottle I got, the straw is like bendy, chewy, like I'm a baby. And at first I was like, what a freaking weird feature. And now when I have a hard straw, like, I'm like, ow.
Yeah, now you're like, goo goo gaga.
Yeah, literally. Every time I keep biting onto hard straws and being like, ow, and what? Being like,
why is it hard?
Why is it hard? Okay, ready?
Yeah. There's something I really hated about that, first and foremost.
It felt awkward.
It wasn't clean. Awkward. There wasn't like a clean, just like sip it or don't. It's because of the bendy straw. I didn't like, I really set like, us up for something terrible. Because
do you know what it was? It was like when you start thinking about breathing and then you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
That was me sipping out of my water bottle just now. I just felt like so weird doing it.
Yeah. I didn't like what it was. Here's my guess. And then Grant will guess. And then you tell us if either of us are close.
Okay.
I think water. Two true limes.
Interesting. Okay, Grant. This is such a good segment. Because the people at home, they're like at the edge of their seat wanting to know what's in my water
Everyone's
bottle.
Dying.
Tequila soda.
Oh.
It is almost 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And famously, I fill my water with tequila soda at 5 o'clock every day.
Water bottle. That's what makes you you.
Inside this water bottle is, that's right, blue Gatorade Zero. Electrolytes. I was feeling like I needed a nap before I came here. And so I was like, let me go get some Diet Coke to fuel up. And then I was like, you know what actually would be better for my energy more than Diet Coke is electrolytes. Mm-hmm. So I got blue Gatorade Zero. And sue me, the older I get, the more I like blue. You'd think my palate would mature and I would be picking something like lemon lime. But no, I'm blue.
I beat you to it.
Is he saying if I was green, I would die? Or did we just say that in middle school?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know because I think, yeah.
Is he saying I'm blue? Dum-dee-dum-da?
I think so. I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. No, it's not if I was green, I would die. There's no way.
Could you speak the lyrics to that song for me?
I have no idea.
I'm blue. Dabba-dee-dabba-die.
I'm blue.
I think it is. I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
No,
I just feel like we would
I'm
be able
blue,
to hear that better.
I'm blue, dabba dee, dabba die. If I was green, I would die, dabba dee, dabba die.
No. It can't be if I was green, I would die.
I'm blue, dabba dee, dabba die. If I was green, I would die, dabba dee, dabba die. I think is the words.
Okay, what is the opening? What are the opening words of the Cotton Eye Joe?
He's like,
oh, okay. You're back on dabba dee dabba dee. Oh, yeah.
I have a girlfriend and she is so blue.
Is something about a staircase being blue or is that a riddle?
No, yeah.
I bet the blue dabba dee dabba dee song is what English sounds like to non-English speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I'm blue dabba dee dabba dee. Yeah,
okay,
it's
what's
so
the
English.
First line to Cotton Eye Joe? Do you know the words of it?
Well, I've been forgotten, I Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come
from?
Sorry,
what was the first words you said?
Well, I've been forgotten, I Joe. Is that not the words?
No.
Well, I've been forgotten, I Joe.
You're close. You're close.
What is it?
The song is about a person who ruined your opportunity to marry the love of your life.
Well, so it starts, I've been forgotten,
close,
Nigel.
Close. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe.
If it hadn't been for Oh my God!
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago.
That where makes so from? Much more sense than Forgotten
where
Eye
did you
Joe.
Where come from Cotton Eye Joe?
I but really isn't that thought also it was Forgotten Eye Joe blue this whole time.
Blah, 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 right. Is similar to If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe.
You know what else we could sing since everybody's turned this off by now is that one Gummy Bear song. When I'm a gummy bear, and I'm a gummy bear.
Now
gummy,
you're going
gummy,
into
gummy, okay, gummy bear.
Okay, but now you're dipping into like early viral YouTube.
Right.
Where what we've stayed in is radio hits. We're talking radio.
You don't
hits.
Think Gummy Bear was on the radio?
No. Cotton Eye Joe on the radio. Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die on the radio. Gummy Bear falls into the category bear. Of like falls into the category of like Llama Llama Duck. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Wait, real quick, before we Ambugas move on from
Whoop
this.
Ear? Do you remember Ambugas and Whoop Ear?
Of course. I sing it all the time. Before we move on from this, and I do think we should.
Yeah, you're right.
There was
right,
something
right,
with right. a unicorn that us and the cousins listened to. It was like magical unicorn that was like a game or something that one Christmas we wouldn't stop listening to. What was it?
Rainbow Unicorn Apocalypse. It was also a game.
Oh, I don't know this.
Was yeah, there a song you that you can recall?
I recall that there was a song. I couldn't sing it or anything.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, this is a funny Easter egg for next episode. Next episode, we're going to come and the three of us are going to do three-part harmony to this thing we think might have been a song in 2004. So look out for that.
Look out for that.
So come back next week for that. Do you want to do a Did You Know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of what we've been talking about a lot
ooh,
lately.
Me
you,
too.
Are you making one up right now?
Why?
The way your eyes look down in your face and your brain went.
Do you want to know? It's because I remember the fact, and now that I'm thinking back to it, it sounds wrong to me.
We should have Grant start joining us on Did You Know's. So we're saying three facts at the same time.
I think that's unlistenable, but it's already so borderline that. But anyway.
At all times, the show.
Yeah. So, okay, ready?
I just listened to our, the other day was struck by our, right after we say hit it, Grant, every episode, the little like,
Mom says.
Is so loud and unlistenable.
Well, do you
want to
know why it's that? Because we did one take and had no plan. We were like, let's do an intro song. Yeah. And then we just did that once. And then Grant said, that's good.
And he's right.
We didn't even do. We didn't even like plan that. We didn't do multiple takes and pick a good one.
It's just so loud in my ear.
Yeah, it's
my pingy ass voice.
And then I'm like laughing or burping or something at the end. Yeah. No, you're burping right now. That was like a weird glitch in the Matrix.
No, that's the programming.
I said burp when you, and then you burp.
When I burp, you burp. We burp. Duh.
Yuck. Okay, ready for Did You Know?
Did you know that? A man
named
Chris
the
Smith
word
recently
is
proposed
Italian
to his
for
AI
drowning. No, I'm so worried about that with the chatbots.
And I'm so worried about drowning in affogato.
Okay, so Gabe got an espresso machine. Let's start with mine.
Okay,
Gabe got an espresso machine.
No. But I need you to be clear. When you say Gabe got an
espresso machine. Not to be confused with a lowly Nespresso machine.
No.
Which
I
is
love
what
an espresso.
I have at my house, for losers.
I know. I'm just saying they're different things. A Nespresso is different than an espresso.
Do you think the fine folks at Nespresso Incorporated did that on purpose?
For sure. An espresso machine.
I got an espresso machine. And you know what? It pulls shots. But can I say, for the shots of espresso in my Nespresso machine, I have to get two of them to get a good latte. So I have to use two pods.
Oh, because it's too weak?
Yeah.
Like the taste
and little
strong
it's
enough?
But aren't there two shots in a latte anyway?
Yeah, but
are they supposed to be a double?
I guess, am I supposed to be using two pods for my morning coffee?
If you're putting two shots in it.
That feels really
dramatic. I think the Nespresso, the regular ones are supposed to be a double. And there's a single that's like a skinny UFO looking disc.
I have whatever one is supposed to make a latte and I have to do it twice. So what do you think of that? Ultimately?
I don't know.
But then I do the math and I'm like, it still ultimately costs $5 less per latte than say one from my local coffee tisserie.
Okay. Nespresso.
Gabe got an espresso machine, and he's been really into making affogatos. And though I have not been the beneficiary of that yet, I was thinking about... No, totally.
Okay.
I didn't say you hate my guts and you never offered me an affogato.
Have you had an affogato at my house yet?
No, but one thing I don't understand, this made me think of, you know, people talk about like, oh, make your coffee at home to save money, like blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Are people going to coffee shops every day?
Yes. Some people are, yeah.
Yeah.
Who has time to go? I guess if you're working from a coffee shop, but like.
Plus some of these people, their jobs are like really sort of comically chill.
Well, just, you mean not having a job?
Some people have jobs that have them vibing out for much of the day.
Yeah, that's true. But who's like spending that? That's just so much time spent at a coffee shop. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird to me.
I used to prior to switching gyms for half the week, go to a coffee shop every day after the gym with my friend Cameron, who listens. Hi, Cameron. And we used to go 4 days a week at least. And then on the weekend, I'm going to coffee shops, of course, because that's all there is to do on the weekend. I say that in a positive way, not a negative way. All there is anyone would want to do on the weekend.
I think a good coffee shop is a community center. It's a community building space.
Well, for me, it was community building because me and my gym friends went to this, what would otherwise be an empty coffee shop, and sat around and chatted. You've been part of
Coffee Club. I have. I like Coffee Club. Okay. So I got affogato.
Yeah. And so
for someone who doesn't know what an affogato was.
It's a shot of espresso poured over vanilla gelato. Yum.
Or if you're me, Trader Joe's vanilla ice cream.
Right. I mean, we can improvise.
Sure.
I also read that the affogato wasn't originally proposed as a dessert. It was simply a coffee drink.
Oh, whoa.
Which is gnarly and cool and kind of shocking that it didn't originate in America, knowing that, considering we eat donuts for breakfast. Whoa.
Yeah, but the Italians, dude. The Italians...
They really know how to pack it in.
They know how to make a meal.
Do you think the Italians are eating as much as we are, or do you think they're just eating better than we... Like, what's the deal on portion size in Italy? Because I'll say this. I was there recently, not to brag. And
well, then don't say it like that.
Okay.
I was there recently.
I'll say this.
Don't say
I
it like that.
I was there recently.
Okay, worse. Try again.
Oh, man.
Try again.
Just
somewhere in between.
Just a couple of months ago, I was in Italy eating some of the best pizza of my life.
No, now I'm pissed.
Okay. But I will say the pizza in Naples, where pizza was invented,
wow,
is like a personal pizza that comes to you like it's your dish. And it's like pizza-sized.
What do you mean pizza-sized? Like hot and ready?
Like smaller.
Little Caesars hot and ready?
Smaller. Like at the size of a pizza.
No, okay.
Do you like bigger than a bread box, smaller than a? I guess if you're folding it in half,
like a personal
and putting
pizza,
it in the bread box,
like a frisbee,
bigger than a frisbee.
Whoa,
yeah, like the size of a bigger than a dinner plate, but smaller than a hot and ready.
Wow,
is that helpful?
Yeah.
Anyway, the dough is so much lighter, and everything else is so much lighter. Whatever. I digress. You're supposed to eat your own one single pizza with a fork and knife. And I watch some Italians eat more than one pizza by themselves in one sitting. Like, this is my dinner.
Wow.
And I'm like, how are they not all like huge? And I know the answer to that. It's about the freshness of ingredients and also the lack of preservatives. Blah 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 blah. Point being, are their portions bigger than ours? I thought we were the winners in that.
No, I think we are the portion kings and queens here in God's country.
Kings and queens.
We are the portion kings and queens here
okay,
in God's
country.
Okay,
now let's talk about your did you know. Yeah. I already forget what it was.
Okay, I saw this article go viral recently.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
This man named Chris Smith. First of all, come on. Talk about an AI generated
Do you
name.
Guys think Chris Smith is a real person?
His image and likeness are live.
Imagine you propose to a robot and your image and likeness is next to that headline everywhere.
Even worse, his girlfriend is sitting there with him.
Oh, wait, I actually saw this.
Who he has a child with.
So much just went through my head. I'm going to start. I can't be talking about this.
Here's what I think is fishy. Although, okay, I'm of two minds about this. Is this man making this up, exaggerating this so that he can be on TV?
What I'm concerned about.
Or am I, like, is this man making this up? He's crazy or he's genuine or he's whatever. Am I, what am I trying to say? Am I underestimating how badly people want to be on TV? Do you get what I'm saying? Oh, like, if I had this thing going
like
on.
Like, he just said that like, to get a viral moment.
Where I'm like, oh, I'm in love with a robot. I'd be like, I don't want anyone to know.
Because there'd be a part of you that was that would be like, this is kind of embarrassing. Because who among us hasn't been in love in a way we're embarrassed about?
Right.
With someone that everyone else is like, what are you doing?
Tell me about it.
Now, something I'm concerned about is whatever the robot's response was.
Well, I guess
did
he...
Did this robot say yes?
He programmed her to like him and flirt. He said, will you flirt with me?
He designed his own girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, no. So he's smart to some degree.
Yeah. He likes to build computers, and I guess he was doing it to see if it would feel real to him.
Like put something in him.
What do you mean put something in him?
Like if he was trying to feel real.
Oh, no, no, no.
Did he put anything in it?
No, he didn't do anything
you
with his wiener.
You don't know that he didn't put anything in it.
With
you don't
his
know
wiener.
That.
You're right.
I feel like he must
might have done something with his wiener because his girlfriend, who he had a kid with, kept referring to it as his digital mistress.
Digital mistress.
Digital
sounds like
mistress.
A thing you put your wiener in.
Yes, definitely. Go ahead and put your wiener.
If my boyfriend, even if I had a child with him, a business with him, if I ran a fucking country with him, and he was falling in love with a robot, I'd program a robot to murder him for real. He'd be dead, and it would be untraceable to me. He'd be dead from a robot that killed him instead of did whatever the other robot did to him.
Can you do some, might be a good time to do some computer innuendos, like let me stick my data in your folder.
Whoa!
Speaking of sticking stuff.
Wow. Let me reboot your scoot.
Yeah, let me reboot your scoot, girl. Oh, yeah. Let me get a little software update going. Mm-hmm.
If you don't,
let me get that firmware update going. Mm-hmm.
If you don't stop that, I'll overheat. It's too much gigabytes.
Yeah, I think we're bumping up against
the problems
Allie's,
I encounter with my laptop.
Allie's problems she encounters with the laptop, and just general lack of knowledge of the inner workings
I'm having trouble getting connected to the monitor.
For some reason,
not extending the display. It's just doing two of the same thing. Why? Who would want that? Do you know what I mean? Like one small and one big. Who cares? It only makes sense to extend the display. So why are you doing that? But in a sexy way. You guys, I have to pee. Keep going without
me. I accept all cookies. Oh, yeah. Cool. I accept all cookies, baby. Yeah.
Okay,
where are you
going,
bro? Oh.
Let me stick my RAM in your slot.
Okay.
Wait, here's another one.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I'm nervous.
I got a big old hard drive for you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. We've graduated from that floppy disk and we've got a thumb drive, baby. We no longer got a floppy disk. We got a thumb drive, baby. Yeah. Right?
I got some bits for your data.
Uh-huh. Bits for your data.
I got some data for your folder.
Mm-hmm. Data for your folder, baby.
Why don't you go ahead and open up that folder.
Open up that folder, baby. Yeah.
Let me stick some data in that folder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Afterwards, we can empty the trash. Go ahead. Empty the trash because we don't want that stuff lingering around for 30 days. It sits in the trash for 30 days and we don't want it sitting in the trash for 30 days. So afterwards, I'm going to go ahead and empty the trash. Yeah, empty the trash, baby.
I let me know if you want to talk about this or not talk about this.
I want to talk about this. Whatever it is.
I recently
Allie's not here. We can do whatever we want. She's peeing. This is perfect.
I recently visited the brand new Tesla diner in West Hollywood.
Wait, the one that's like a drive-in?
Yes.
Why are you talking about Tesla?
See this? Okay, that's...
Just keep going.
Keep going. You weren't here, bro.
No, I don't. Keep going.
I want to hear about the Tesla diner.
They have food there, and they have robots that serve you popcorn, and they have a drive-in movie theater.
Whoa.
And
what's
food
the
was,
deal? It's like free for Tesla people, or
no? It's just
you can only go if you have a Tesla.
No.
Oh.
Anyone can go. Perhaps you. I think
with a shitty theme.
Yeah. Perhaps you have priority in your Tesla because you can order food on your like you don't have to. You can order food from your car, whereas other people have to walk into the restaurant. The food was very good. I'll say that.
Whoa.
The cutest part was that the food comes in little Cybertruck boxes.
Cute.
That you open up the hood of the Cybertruck box and you get your little tuna melt or whatever.
Cute.
Guys.
And they have fun. They have energized colas.
Oh.
And you can de-energize your cola if you want it caffeine free. Lots of cute little shit.
That's cute. Hey, you want to know what I have to say? I saw this on a TikTok, so this is a rehashed. I'm not the first person to think of this. Hey. Now that you're busy, now that you're not free anymore, Mr. Man in charge of Tesla, now that you're not busy on the East Coast, build the Hyperloop. Build the Hyperloop.
I'm gonna say
build
this.
The Hyperloop.
I actually
we
would
want
like
a
him.
High speed train from Los Angeles to Nueva York.
Yeah, but
think
can
about
someone,
it. Think about it.
Can someone like good build it okay. instead of an evil mastermind?
Hire Gandhi to build the Hyperloop.
Gandhi build the Hyperloop.
Please.
Yeah, I would absolutely kill to be eating lunch in New York and then coming back to LA by dinner.
Think about it. How fast was it supposed to be to get you to New York? Wasn't it like hours?
It was like 2.5 hours or something.
Bro.
Do you know how incredible that would be for work?
For work. The opportunities you could accept. The jobs you could say yes
to,
the freelance gigs you could be a part of. My family could stay here and I could go do some little job in Nueva York and come right back.
Yeah.
Come right back.
I would love to go get a new...
See you after dinner.
There's that candy store in Brooklyn and I think there's one in Manhattan too called Bon Bon that has some like really amazing... like Swedish candies.
Are you saying this because you've been there or are you saying this because you saw it on a TikTok?
I've been there.
Great.
Multiple times.
Cool. I'm not saying both of those are real.
Well, actually,
both of those are real in their own way.
I'll tell you this. Do you want to know the real real?
Yeah.
I was staying in the Wythe Hotel in Williamsburg a couple of years ago and their little bar, you know, that where everything's like double the price what it should be.
Yeah.
I was there for work, so I was just eating stuff from the bar, and their little bar had Bon Bon candies. And I said, this is the yummiest Swedish candies I've ever had in my life. And then I got some for Lauren for Christmas because Lauren likes fish, and they were fish. Cute. And I said, this is the yummiest candies I've ever had in my life. You must try these. And she was like, yeah, these are totally yummy.
Yeah.
And then they went viral on TikTok, and now they are a TikTok thing. But I was listening to them. I was listening to that indie band before everybody knew about it. Do you know what I mean?
I do get what you're saying.
And I knew, and I was eating these. I mean, I guess it was curated for me by a boutique hotel.
Sure.
But I didn't discover it on TikTok is my point.
Yeah.
Even though now it's a TikTok thing. Anyway.
Boutique hotels were the original TikTok.
Totally.
For late 20s, early 30s girlies on the go.
On the go, on the company dime.
On the company dime.
But I will say now it's kind of overrun with people who love TikTok, but they are the yummiest. If you're in New York, send me some of them little guys.
Hey, to you?
Yeah.
Go to the P.O. box.
I did. There was nothing in there.
Damn. Someone said they sent stuff.
I know. And they said, check the P.O. box. I swear there's going to be something in there. And I, not only did I go to the P.O. box, I had friends drive me there because I was out and about with friends. And I said, I have to stop in my P.O. box and grab something. And then I came out empty handed.
You have no idea the pain.
No.
Of your friends driving you to the UPS in Atwater Village.
Drop me off right here.
I said, I'll come out with many packages.
I'll be right
I said you might want to clear the trunk of your car.
Empty that trunk, move the stuff you keep in the back that's for picnics. And you don't know where else to put it, so you leave it in the back of your car like a blanket and maybe like a little basket. Basket, move that, cause I've got...
And I went to our mailbox, 1, 2, 3. And I turned the key and opened it up, and it was empty. And I had to walk out of UPS empty-handed. And my friends, they all laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed, and they said, we were gonna take you to go get a margarita, but now we're dropping you off at home because of how much of a loser you are.
You don't get to come out with us because your P.O. box was empty. Your P.O. box was empty. You can't come out with us.
Because the P.O. box was empty.
You can't come out with us. You can't go to the cool
the P.O. box was
girl
empty.
Bars. Because your P.O. box was empty.
Actually, the reality of the situation... Sorry.
Thank you. Let me finish the song.
Yeah, totally. Oh my actually, God. The reality of the situation is that my friends are so loud and fun and crazy that I walked into the UPS and they all sat in the car doing whatever it is that they were doing. And then when I came back out from the UPS, no one said to me what was in the P.O. box, nor did they notice I was empty-handed. They were just still chit-chatting and giggling. And so I got back in the car and they said, okay, time to go to Salazar.
Love that, actually.
So no one noticed. And no then we checked. Went and got prickly pear margaritas, which, by the way, one single prickly pear margarita will make me drunk every time, which is why I was in the back of the car to begin with.
Great job.
Don't drink and drive, kids. Okay. It's not worth it.
You want to know what it's time for? Are we ready for this? I love doing these. These have been so fun. Do we agree?
Yeah, they're my favorite.
Okay, so there is a thing.
They're the only good segment on the show.
That's true. We're working on getting other better segment ideas. But
once we have a
we're
single
all so busy.
Once we have a single incredible idea, you guys will be the first to
You'll
know.
You'll literally
about
be
it.
The first to know.
Yeah.
We are working on updates to the show all the time.
We're gonna have guests soon.
We're having guests soon. Look out for that. We're making some upgrades. We're doing new things. My favorite new advancement to the podcast so far has been you guys sending us your problems. For those of you who don't know, this is a new segment that we do where you go, there is a link in our bio and you can go and submit these. You go and submit a little voice memo of a problem you're having and we will solve that problem through the power of music. So this is that segment.
Guaranteed solved.
Grant, Allie, let's take a listen to problems from our friend, Jess.
Jess! Hi, Jess!
Hi, Mom Said. This is Jess.
Hey, Jess.
And I love watching your show because I am also a sister with two brothers.
Oh, my gosh!
And I know you have a fourth sibling, but we're not talking about them right now.
Yeah. Annie, she's the best.
Shout out, Annie.
She's too
I
cool to do
I watch
this.
You guys and go, oh, wow, cute. Except I'm the youngest.
Oh, okay.
And I have two older brothers. Anywho, that's not my problem. My problem is, it's sometimes my problem, but my real problem
no, it's
is
a problem for sure.
That I recently found out that I have to get eye surgery.
Oh.
Because I have a torn retina. And that really sucks. And I also found out that because of the surgery that I'm getting, I may have to spend my first week of recovery face down.
What?
And that I might only be able to be like upright and vertical and walking around for 10 minutes at a time. And
face
that sounds really horrible.
Yeah.
And so yeah, maybe I don't know, sing about that.
Face
make
down.
make a little ditty about my little eyeball.
Oh my God, Jess. That's unheard of. And that is to say I've never heard of that.
No, that's it's actually wild, Jess.
I got this. I got the solution. My reverb's already on.
Oh.
Give me a two.
Oh, wow. Grant, I love that. Okay,
Grant
here we go.
Grant is coming Grant's in got, hot. I also have an idea, but...
Grant's got the
we're
solution.
We're going to have the same
Grant's
one.
Grant's got the solution.
We're going to have the same one.
You think?
Jess, I'm really sorry about your little problem you got there.
Oh, he's doing like a Barry White, like a Tommy
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It sucks that you... tore your retina, even though that makes no sense because it's not like a ligament or anything.
It sucks.
I don't really understand that. But that's okay. I'm not a doctor. And hopefully you're seeing some good doctors. But given the fact that you need to be face down for 90% of the day, there's only one solution.
Yeah. Careful now, Grant. Careful now, Grant.
Yeah.
The solution is to give one of those massage tables with the face, with the hole in the face, and then hang an iPad from the massage table with the hole in the face.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you can play Candy Crush for 90% of your day. Mm-hmm. And watch Netflix for 90% of your day.
Get one of those tables with a butthole. Get one of those tables with a butthole you can stick your face in. And you can look right through it. I think Grant is right. Get one of those tables with a butthole. Get one of those tables with a butthole. Cause when you look through that butthole, it's really just a portal to your entertainment, which is an iPad that you hung from the butthole. iPad that you hung from the butthole. Hang an iPad from that butthole. Hang an iPad from that butthole. Your face in the butthole table. Stick your table in the butthole face. Stick your table, butthole face, table, table, butthole face. And that fixes everything.
It's the only solution, otherwise you wouldn't be able to breathe. And while you're at it, I think you should hire a masseuse to get a massage if you're gonna be face down like that.
Yeah.
Get one of those butthole tables.
I once knew a man that I met at that workout group. That.
Thank you, Jess, for sending in your problem. I hope we solved it for you.
Jess, is there anything else besides a butthole table? I'm so worried about the fact that you... Like, what does the doctor suggest? Like you can't breathe if you're face down. And also, not for nothing, but wouldn't it smush the eye?
Okay, our suggestion, probably.
No, I'm saying? I'm saying, okay, so you don't get a table with a hole in it.
No,
so
you have to get a butthole table.
You're laying face down on your regular ass bed and you're smooshing your eyes. Like, I have fake lashes on right now. I wouldn't be able to lay face down. And you're even worse than fake lashes. You have presumably stitches in the ball.
Stitches in the ball, bro.
I mean, how else are they putting it together?
I don't know. Glue?
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 Is it glue, Jess?
Jess, please DM us and let us know how they're fixing it.
I'm worried about it.
Anyway, we love you. Thank you so much for sending us your problem. And, guys, and we certainly fixed it with that song, I think,
say,
right?
I didn't want to say this, but I doubt she'll be able to watch something on an iPad with her eyes all stitched up.
Oh, yeah. Turn the blue light on, though. You know what I mean?
She's going to have to listen to audio.
No, just turn the blue light on. You're good.
Turn the blue light
yeah,
on?
Yeah, turn the blue up.
Turn the blue light on?
Yeah,
do blue you light glasses. Do you understand what blue light is?
Blue light glasses. Just turn the blue up higher on your display. That's
so
all.
So it's worse for your eyes?
Are you trying to not do blue?
You is were trying not to do blue.
The
blue
light turn glasses, the blue down. The blue Jess, light go ahead and turn the blue down.
Block the blue light.
Yeah. Turn the blue down. Oh Jess, God. Turn the blue down. You're good.
What a true blue it's idiot, no worries. For real.
It's no worries. There's glue in your eyeball. Turn the blue up. Down.
Jess, please consult a doctor before you do anything that anyone on this podcast tells you, please.
Guaranteed Jess is way smarter than to do any of
no,
the things.
No, she sounded smart.
We don't
smart.
Need to. Were you just doing this to sort of like curb any sort of...
Our lawyer told us.
Yeah.
Our lawyer, me, told us that every time we give someone advice, we have to quick follow that with please never take
please
our
never
advice.
Please never do our advice. Yeah, of course. Of
legally
course,
speaking,
of course.
We have to tell everyone to not listen to anything we say. Legally speaking.
I would not recommend listening to anything we say.
Yeah, ever. But what I was going to say was the massage table thing gave me this flashback to one time I was at that group workout that we used to do when we first moved to LA. And there was a guy there who was a masseuse who used to come back up behind me and massage my shoulders all the time. And he was like, I'm a home masseuse if you want a massage. I can come to your house.
Was a porn star.
And I just remember you'd have ended up on some videos.
I just remember he was like insistent that I be his client, and he would give me like samples of his massage skills.
He'll give you some samples for real. Sure. Oh, you'll be a client sure. and he'll give you some samples.
For sure. He would give me samples of his massage skills at the workout, like unprovoked.
You know what he'll do? He was trying to put some data in your folder. You know
Stop.
What I mean? trying to put some data
in
that folder.
I remember his face so clearly.
He had a floppy disk.
He had a lazy eye.
Oh.
Wait, what? He had a lazy eye?
I don't want to make fun of people with a lazy eye, but that's what I remember about him.
It's okay.
It's totally okay to have a lazy eye. Anyway, should we talk about something?
But what was not okay was his moves.
Well, it was just like, are you charging me for this massage? And if you are, how much is it? And also I'm 23. So like, obviously I don't have the money to pay you to come to my house to give me a massage. So I'm not quite sure why you're insistent on me being the clientele.
He knows that.
Right. So it's like, what is the deal here?
Ernie.
You know what the deal is. Okay. It's the Ernie.
Here's my question.
Ow.
I have a question after too.
I don't understand. Okay. Back to lazy eyes. if the eyes are doing this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which one's lazy?
No, can you see me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
First of all,
I don't know how they fix it.
No.
Cuz you know how sometimes you can you get like an adjustment? That must be hard.
You got to tighten the bolt.
What do you mean can they see me? We have to stop. This is so all right, boy.
Okay.
Some people have lazy eyes and that's okay.
Oh, no, I'm genuinely asking this question. Yeah. Like you see light enters through the eyeball. It hits the retina in the back of your eyeball. Like that's why you can look certain directions.
Right.
So if the eyes are looking different directions, what light information can you see me in front of you? What do you have to turn your head and only one eyeball's getting eye? Like
maybe not.
Like how is the information hitting your?
I think with a lazy eye, and don't quote me on this, one eye
then
works.
Don't say it.
I think with a lazy eye, one eye works as like maybe your eyes are working, and then another eye is sort of like a disco eye, just doing its own thing.
And you receive no information from that eye.
No,
I think you receive information.
That would hurt your
brain.
But
your brain, I'm sure, is used to it.
Just filters it out, I guess.
Yeah, it must be used to that kind of...
If anyone listening has a lazy eye, please DM us and tell us how it feels.
We genuinely want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on from that, my last little question before we have to wrap up this episode because we're close. I watched a guy online do the 24, 24, 24, 24 challenge.
That's...
Ready? First of all, what is it?
Well, it's 96.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
You're welcome.
No, I understand how to add 24 to itself.
Quick math.
24 miles.
Of what?
Running, walking, jogging.
Ew.
Listen. 24 miles, 24 beers, 24 burgers. In 24 hours.
Everything you said made it worse.
Which one's the hardest?
Yeah, yeah. Which one's the hardest? And I'll tell you what he did. Well, I guess you're always going
to
do the 24 hours. Like 24 hours comes and stops no matter what. Like, but within the time limit, within the 24, he got two of those three 24s.
Question.
Beer, miles, burgers. What would you think is hardest? And what did this guy... He got two out of the three. Which one didn't he get?
Question also, which one, if someone challenged you to do this challenge and said you were allowed to eliminate one of the 24s, which one of the 24s would you eliminate?
24 hours.
Oh my gosh, for me, it's 24 burger.
I was going to say, my answer is the same for all of these, and it's burger. I think he didn't do the burger. The burger's the hardest, and I would eliminate burger.
Yeah, same.
But if you eliminate 24 hours... Then you're just having beers and burgers as long as it takes.
Okay, that's dumb.
Yeah.
There's only three.
But of the three.
Yeah, of the three. Of the three, it's burgers. You could have
obviously burgers.
A decent sized male could have one beer an hour and never get drunk. You could process a one beer an hour and never get drunk, et cetera.
But you'd have to
You'd have to be awake you'd have to for wake
up
hours.
At you'd have to wake up at 6 a.m. and not stop every hour until 6 a.m. Or you'd have
shandy.
To pile up some beers before you went to sleep.
I could do a shandy an hour.
Okay, that's a beer, basically.
Totally.
I think the hardest part's burgers for sure.
Al? Yeah, I can't even. How big fathom are these burgers? Eating 24.
Maybe
burgers
I could do a 24 McDoubles.
Okay, so they are mixing. No. They were mixingles.
No. Mixingles.
They were single cheeseburgers.
Okay, this changes.
They were
things.
Single cheeseburgers.
It changes nothing for me.
And they 24 were and the beers
single
were cans.
Cheeseburgers.
They were like 12 ounce cans. This regular can things. Of beer. Mixingle.
Could this change? Never be meh.
24 miles.
Okay, 24 miles I could stomach.
Which one did
that's
you?
That's almost a marathon.
No, I know. Yeah. But running, walking, like I'd obviously be in bad shape afterward. Like sure. I'd be effed up. Why did I say that like that?
I don't know. But I think you could do 24 miles. I think like.
Walking, running, yeah.
Yeah. A big day. Like if you had a nice bike path.
It would suck. It would suck.
If you had a nice bike path, a hike or something like that, you'd locked in. So Grant was right. Burgers is hardest. Okay. You were right too. Burgers is hardest. This guy got 24 beers,
yeah.
24 miles,
yeah.
15 burgers, and he didn't finish.
Was he drunk? Did he get drunk?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He looked like a normal, maybe slightly taller than normal guy.
What kind of beer was he drinking?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because that would change it too.
That's a good question.
Like? What was the weather like?
It looked like Miller Lite-y kind of something, but okay. I don't know what it was.
The champagne of beers. Close. Right?
But he was having, yeah, the champagne of beers.
The champagne of beers.
The champagne of beers.
Cheers to the champagne of
Cheers
beers.
Cheers to the champagne of beers.
If you wanted me to drink, okay, I'll tell you what challenge I could do.
24.
Yeah.
It has to be a 24-hour challenge. 24, but it has to be three 24s.
Okay.
You're 24. I could do mine. Grant, could you do your three 24s that you think you could pull off genuinely?
Yeah, I could do 24. Or 30-minute conversations with 24 different people.
Okay.
And have them be entertaining and delightful.
Okay.
24 dead hangs in between each competition, in between each conversation.
How long are these dead hangs?
15 seconds.
Okay.
24 seconds, maybe. Actually, okay. That's tough.
Conversations, dead hangs. And what's the third 24 thing?
It's got to be something to drink. 24 full Gatorade Zeros.
That's a lot of liquid.
I'd be tinkling a lot.
But I think you could do it. Which would actually get in the way of your conversations
totally.
And your dead hangs.
A massive challenge.
So it would be tricky.
Yeah.
Okay, Grant, you're 24.
24 Diet Cokes.
Hard. I'd be buzzing. A lot of caffeine.
Yeah, that would actually be difficult.
You'd have to manage anxiety pretty hard. I would be like panic attacky.
24 pounds of chicken wings.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
No,
seriously?
I literally could not do that. No. But I was trying to think.
What do you mean?
That's so many. That's like.
That's like
300 chicken wings, probably.
Whoa.
That's like, and by the way, that's 150 chickens.
That's the craziest part about eating chicken wings is, holy shit, there's so many dead chickens.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so chicken wings.
So many dead chickens.
No, not a dead chicken song.
Those chickens probably had husbands and wives and children and lives.
Oh, don't make me cry.
And now they don't have wings.
No.
And now they mean so little that I say, bring me the flats, not the drums.
Guys.
Bring me the flats.
Guys, my dog died 2 weeks ago.
Ugh. Isn't that enough time? Rub some dirt on it. Jeez.
Put some lemon pepper on those chicken wings. Flats only.
Yo,
skin
agree.
On.
Agree.
Runny Ranch, Diet Coke.
Runny Ranch, agree.
The ranch
You're
needs to
it.
Be runny.
I'm hungry listening to this. And you could do 24 bags of gummy clusters for sure.
Listen, we don't have time for Gabe's 24.
Okay.
And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, episode. Everybody. This is sort of
our
announcements.
Wait. Ellie, one word answer. Who was the best brother this week?
Oh, my gosh. We almost forgot to rank the brothers. Oh, my gosh.
Ranking of the brothers, the best brother this week. Blah, 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 blah. Ranking of the brothers. Ranking. Gabe.
I can't believe we almost forgot. Why?
Because he let me and my friend September join them for Carmen's bath time, which was the cutest 15 minutes of my whole week.
Dude, little three-month-old bath time is so unbelievably cute. The thing is, like,
Grant was sweeping the board until Gabe had the cutest kid on the planet.
Grant was on a tear. And then my wife went and had a baby, and thank God, because now your boy is killing it. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We're so sorry we forgot to rank the brothers.
No, squeaked it right in. Grant remembered.
Yeah, Grant did remember, thank God. This is sort of our church announcements time. We're really glad you came. And what are our announcements? Guys, please send us things in the P.O. box.
No, don't ask for things. People are really busy.
People are busy.
You don't have
please
to send
us voice
anything
memos.
Anything in the P.O. box, but please do send us voice memos.
We're loving those.
That we actually need from you, and we love you, and we hope to see you next week. And actually, it sucks that I can't see you, so send us a picture of yourself.
Yeah, send us some photos. We want to know who's listening. DM us some photos.
DM us some photos of yourself, and our PR team will heart them.
And our PR team will heart them, which is me and Allie trading back and forth on the Instagram.
Yeah, as a reminder, an announcement for the listeners, if the response is hilarious, it's me. If the response is boring and vanilla, it's Gabe. So just so you know who you're talking to. And
that's true. And hey, to our 8-year-old listeners out there, anyone under 10,
goodbye.
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 Why did you sing over me?